Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Let's talk about the draft. What do we need?
I like Bonte Mack. He's special. He's different. He could transform our defense, even as a rookie.
Defense doesn't make a splash. Sonny, people pay to get wet.
The draft is here. And we are going to have it covered for you here on The Score, starting at 6 o'clock tonight. The whole crew is in the building. Our guy Judson is here. Wait, what's wrong? What's wrong?
It just, you sound a little cyber.
Good morning, boys.
Yes, you sound a little bit like Cyber Biggs, but that's okay.
Now you do. Boys, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that better?
It's just something feeding back upon itself, but that's okay. They'll get that sorted out. That's Lawrence Holmes. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show here on 670 The Score, and we are joined by a cavalcade of stars. I think Fred Travellina is here. Mark Grody is here.
Hello.
Judson Richards is here.
Hey, Speaks.
Dave Wanstead is here. Funny. The draft show is underway. Lawrence, we got you back. Not just yet. Okay, so what's up, boys? Draft show tonight. You guys excited? Gross?
I couldn't sleep last night. Not necessarily something I'm proud of, but I had so much adrenaline going because we've been talking about this draft. There is no longer preview of something in sports than the draft, is there? I mean, those 2 weeks ahead of the Super Bowl can be a bit agonizing.
No, this
in
is
terms
way
of
longer.
Information overload. So this is a great day that it has come to. There have been so many things tossed around for the Bears at 10 and for various teams throughout the draft. So quite frankly, I can't wait to hear how it all goes down tonight in the draft.
Yeah, 10 is also kind of the perfect number of intrigue. Right, it's almost like, you know, you start getting into the teens, you're like, I don't really know who these guys are. 10 keeps you in a really, really great place of knowing who the players are. And then potentially we have all these rumors about, are they moving up to go and get a running back? Mm-hmm. And then behind all of that is, well, how exactly does Ben Johnson see his offense? Ashton Gentry would look pretty good in it.
So, Coach Wanstead, is this best spread you've ever seen going into a draft night? Or is it possible that you guys back in Dallas had some nice buffet spreads and things like that for a draft night?
Wait, what do we have?
We have Rinaldi's on its way. Is it here?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Unless you want me to go in and bust a piece of that wooden table off and chew on that. That's about all I see here.
Okay.
Is my speaker on?
Yeah, they're working on that. Coach, you look good, man.
I do. I've been going since this morning. I feel good, you know. I feel good. I'm blessed to be here. See the grandkids yesterday, up early this morning on Big Ten. Leave here, go do some NBC.
That's you.
Do a few lunches, a few dinners, and talk some football, talk some draft. It's exciting. I mean, for a guy that's been in it for 40 years and sitting in a lot of draft rooms, you know, it's another big day at the office. You know who it's exciting for as much as Mark over there?
How's it going?
It would be the scouts.
Bears.
And the scouts, you know, the way the whole thing is set up, the scouts, every organization has an area scout. So they'll go in to maybe it's the Midwest. Let's use that as an example. And then they're going to rank their players, and they're going to be going in there for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden the national scout comes in, and the college director comes in, and then obviously it gets to the GM. And my point that I'm making is this is scouts' Super Bowl. I mean, these guys have been putting years into a draft and following kids for 1, 2, 3, 4 years. Who knows? And these guys have played, you know, short careers in college. All of a sudden they got to go back and look deeper into maybe their high school and get background. So I was always fired up. Yeah, you're going to get a player. Every team thinks you're going to get a player that's going to be a Pro Bowl player and he's going to make a difference in your team. You got to look at it mm-hmm. that way. You know, but at the end of the day, the whole thing with this damn draft, it's not a matter of If you like them, take them. You just be darn sure with your first three picks that they're going to make your team and be major contributors. You know, we never got into that thing, oh, he's, you know, let's draft Emmitt Smith because he's going to be the all-time leading rusher. That was not it. We needed a running back. He was a four-year starter at Florida, and we knew he was durable and tough. We liked his personality, and we said we need a back. Mm-hmm. So if you like him, draft him, you know? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, and you knew that he was going to be a major contributor. So that's the key with the Bears right now. With their, you know, first, what, three or four picks here, really, actually the first three and within the first 50, right?
Yep.
They got three picks. I mean, those three guys need to be starters. And who's first, who's second, and who's third? To me, you know, it's money and stuff and obviously publicity and a lot to talk about. But as long as they're big-time players, and they're starters for us, hey, the sky's the limit. You don't know how far they'll mature and potentially be Pro Bowl players. That's what you want.
Coach, we started the show today talking about Steve McMichael, and I know that the inside of us celebrating the draft, I'd love to know how you feel about his life and his courageous struggle with ALS and his passing.
Well, unfortunately, you know, I've known a couple of friends that have dealt with, you know, obviously the ALS, and it's and Steve fought that thing harder than anyone I know. I mean, he truly, truly did. And you know, I used the Mike Ditka quote one time. I remember talking to Mike, and Mike said, you know, he was probably the toughest guy that he's ever coached. And coming from Coach Ditka there, we know the, you know, the magnitude that carries. And you know, it's obviously tragic for his family and the National Football League and the Bears. I mean, he was such a common face, you know, such an impact guy on the field and off the field that that it's a loss. It's a tough deal, but the way the guy was struggling and fought it is it was just amazing. It truly was.
Yeah, Dave did coach Steve McMichael for right. 1 year in 1993. So, yeah, we're going to pull a couple stories out of him at the very beginning of the
awesome.
Show. Just some of the texture of Steve McMichael. Mongo!
How's this going to work tonight, Mark Rodia?
Here's how this is going to go down tonight. We are going to, for the next hour, obviously, preview what may or may not go down in this draft. One of the things that we're going to do is going to be we're going to talk to every single host on the radio station and find out what everybody thinks the Bears are going to do draft-wise. We're going to go out to Hallis Hall and bring in Chris Emma. Wanstead is here. Judson Richards is here. He will be giving us all the news of the night. So we will be here until 9 o'clock. The draft starts in earnest at 7 o'clock. We will have every pick for you, and we will be breaking it down and reacting to it throughout the night.
Gentlemen, it's going to be a great show. Thank you so much. Make sure you listen to what they've got coming up, because our draft coverage is going to be second to none. Thanks to Dan Pompey and Jarrett Payton for beautiful thoughts on Steve McMichael. Thanks to our buddy Matt Bowen for getting us squared away for the draft. And thanks to you for being a big part of today's show.
And to Paulie Papps for joining us from the Hibachi restaurant parking lot.
That's right, and giving us a taste of what Green Bay is like right now for the draft. For Tanny, for Shane, for Spiegs, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for all the love and support you show this show. We will try and repay the favor tomorrow after Cubs baseball on The Score.
You make this deal right now, Tom, and you get Bo Callahan. Say it with me. You get Bo. Come on, Tom, say it with me, you pancake-eating...